Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Ah, yes, with the seemingly endless rain and cloudy skies, you might forgive yourself for feeling just a little bit down in the mouth. But should you? Well, from research carried out around the world, scientists say the weather's influence on our day-to-day mood is either non-existent or very subtle. We're joined now by behavioural neuroscientist in the Department of Psychology at Maynooth University, Professor Andrew Coogan. And Andrew, you're very welcome to the programme. I don't know about this, Andrew. I don't know about this. This makes no sense to me. You know, you wake up again this morning and the rain is battering against the window and it's so grey and wet and dull and miserable. What? And you're telling me that if the sun was shining, I wouldn't immediately feel in a better mood.
Surprisingly so, yeah. I mean, there's little evidence to suggest that there's really a day-to-day variance much or affected weather on our mood. As a population, now, there might be some individuals within the population that are more sensitive to it than others, but as sort of zooming out and sort of mixing everyone together, surprisingly little sort of day-to-day variance, yeah. And that's, you know, doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't.
That's what the point is.
Okay, so day-to-day variance, I could accept, right? That if, you know, you have a rainy day here or there, you'd be like, well, you know, that's not going to bother me too much. But what about extended periods of bad weather, like what we've had for the last couple of months? Can that then have this cumulative effect where you start to
Well, there's definitely effects at the seasons.
Okay.
We definitely know that. So, you know, when we zoom out to, you know, to time frames of months, definitely so. And look, you know, we have so much difference in the amount of sunshine we have in the middle of winter here compared to the middle of summer. There's probably 10 hours more sunlight a day at the height of summer than at the height of winter. And we know sunlight definitely does have effects on mood as well. And I suspect that any effect of the weather is really to do with sunlight. So even if it's just, you know, cloudy, grey, rainy day, look, we're probably not going out in that.
And that's a big mistake. Maybe you put your finger on it there, Professor Coogan, the fact that we don't go out, because I find no matter what the weather is, like bad weather, it's never, ever, ever as bad when you're outside as it is looking from the inside out.
Well, definitely a bit of advice is trying to get yourself out in the sunshine. Yeah. Even if it's a, you know, even if you can't see the sun, the amount of light that's outside is going to be multiples of the light, you know, coming from your electric bulbs in your house or in your office. Mm. And sunlight is good for our mood. We definitely, so even on a grey, you know, like a miserable day we had yesterday, getting out in that will make us feel better. So I think it's all linked. What effects there are linked to sunlight.
Yeah.
And some people are probably a lot more sensitive to that than other people.
And I understand, and I've read some paper recently about the effect that if you go outside in sunlight, even if it is cloudy, within the first hour of waking up, that it affects your circadian rhythm and that it's good for you in a whole host of ways. But we're talking about weather here, right, generally.
Yeah.
And I generally don't mind the weather no matter what the weather is. But as a West of Ireland man, there is some special category for the sideways rain, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I was looking at you when you said you go outside, you know, it's never worse than it is from inside.
Rain,
the sideways rain is worse.
The sideways rain with the wind, Andrew.
I got caught in one of those just 2 weeks ago in Galway.
There's some psychological category for that alone, isn't there?
Yeah, we need a specific classification of that particular type of rain,
The misery of that. Okay, I want to focus then on the getting out or not. And whether or not that could be the key to it. I still don't think so, for what it's worth. I've done zero scientific research on this and going entirely on my own mood.
Tell the professor your opinion.
But I get that if you get outside, that will help. But if I get outside and it's beautiful and sunny and I can walk around and enjoy the surroundings and it's beautiful, I'll be in a great mood. If I'm outside and I have the hood pulled down and I'm running around the place and I'm trying to hide from the wind or whatever, I'm not enjoying that. I mean, it might make me feel a bit better, but it's not as good as the other.
But imagine, you know, you're heading out to do your commute into work on a miserable wet morning. You know, you're going to be stuck in a snarl on the M50 or somewhere. And that's going to increase your stress and that's going to make you feel worse. So that's a sort of indirect effect, if you like, of the weather. So the weather sort of is a proxy, I think, for lots of other stress, sleep, all those things that we know can affect our mood. So they probably have a lot bigger effect than any direct effect of, you know, the rain, the sun, the wind, whatever it is.
Okay, well, maybe. You've done your best there to convince me, Andrew. As a West of Ireland woman, I am unconvinced.
Mindset. Human against the elements.
Really interested to hear from our listeners on this to 51551. You can tweet the programme as well at Drive Time RTE. Professor Andrew Coogan, thank you very much.
Thank you.